mechanic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
A good Saturday morning. We are locked and loaded, ready to go here. It is Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with Tiger Palafox. John has the day off. So a familiar face back in the studio. Bob Reed-Miller with us for the next couple of hours at 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825 here from Biz Talk Radio. Bob, it's good to see you. Haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, John's not here, man.
John, there's a reference.
Yeah, really.
John's not here, man.
Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, good to be here. Tiger's here. You're here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
And apparently we're on camera.
You can. If you're a peeping Tom, you're going to like today's show.
And speaking of that, you know what today is? Across the nation, across the world.
Around the world, across
around,
the nation.
Around the
it's
world.
It's the anniversary of the Hindenburg explosion.
Oh, way to go.
Oh, is that right?
Man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
1938?
Something like that, yeah.
I never would have known that.
Lakehurst, yeah. New Jersey, yep.
But I don't think that's what Tiger's referring to.
Not at all. Not even close. It is Garden Naked Day.
Is it Garden Naked Day?
Garden Naked Day.
Well,
so
and we have a camera.
And we have a camera. So depending on how many viewers we get on this camera, we can be like strip Garden America.
Now, what's the origin of this?
He made it up.
Yeah, no. This is your day. You made this up.
I felt like being naked today, so I made up Garden Naked Day.
So you got a garden naked, but be very careful.
Yeah, it's
especially
cold
if you have the pruners out.
And if you're working around the cactus patch.
Any gas-powered equipment.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to know. That and the Hindenburg.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
The two go together very nicely. So John has the day off. Bob is here, 855-424-9825. What else is going on? You had a busy week, Bob. You always do, but
yeah.
You said this last week was
it was
one of those weeks.
Well, you know, it's spring has really hit with a vengeance here, and it's starting to happen all across the country, and weird things across the country too. Because we had, we ship a lot of things through some of the online websites and whatever that we have. And 2 weeks ago, Minnesota was like 72 degrees, 75 degrees.
Right.
And one of the gals in the office is from there, and her mom sent a picture on Monday or Tuesday with 2 inches of snow on the ground.
Wow.
So you don't know what's coming in other parts of the country.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
This is that time of year where people also, they are on edge to garden. So right now, people are in different parts of the country are like, well, they say wait till the end of April to start planting, and it's like the first week of May, so they're like, okay, go.
Yeah, and they run,
but at the same time, there's always those little snafus that could throw a little wrench in your dreams as far as, you know, a little frost, a little snow.
A lot of black tomato plants.
Yeah, exactly.
Go buy more what the weather forecast is.
Yeah, and wait till it does seem that it's going to level out and nothing weird is coming around the corner.
So. Yeah, because we've gone from hot to cold. Now we're back to cold again and rain for the next couple of days after summer weather in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, and which is fine because we got good rain this winter, finally. We've had some really nice weather in between, and so now a little rain, that's good. You know, it kind of breaks it up.
My hummingbirds flew away on Thursday.
Oh, did the babies fly away?
I can't. Well, what's interesting, leading up to that, I noticed that they were starting to get out of the nest and just kind of perch on the little
perch.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the plant that they were on. Anyway, I had this big plant.
Yeah.
So they were kind of, I said, oh, they're getting out. And then I came home Thursday, and they were out of the nest. And I thought, oh, well, they're gone. And I saw them in the patio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in different areas, and the mother bird was still there feeding them. And then by the end of the evening, gone.
Yeah.
So and then I saw them kind of flying around the area, working their way around, and they seem to be healthy. I think they both, they're going to make it, I think.
And you know how they are. They won't come back. They won't write. You'll never hear from them again.
Nothing. No appreciation at all.
No, not at all.
You know? So I had to clean up the mess yesterday, all the little bird droppings, and cut the tree, not the tree, I want to call it a tree, cut the plant back, and did some landscaping in the patio.
Was that a reused spot? Had you had them there before?
No, first time for hummingbirds.
Because a lot of times they come back year after
year.
We
had
same spot.
Finchers or sparrows or something last couple of years that made a nest in one of my hanging plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll come back. Okay. It was successful. She knows I'm not going to hurt anything.
Right.
They grew up quickly. They're gone. And like you said, I'll never hear from them again.
It's amazing how tiny they are.
Oh, never seen such a small nest in my life.
No, they're like, what are they, like a black-eyed pea?
Yeah, very small.
And they fit like two birds in there.
Yeah, it's always two of them crammed in there.
And then once they get big enough, then the mother can't sit in the nest anymore, and she just hovers.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun to watch the whole thing.
God, how many mothers across the country would love to just hover over the babies?
Yeah, right. So that's my hummingbird story, and of course, Tiger mentioned he's got you got a couple of hummingbird nests at the
nursery,
right?
Yeah, we got in, you know, at my house. That story made me think. I saw nature also this week because there was a dove nest at my house, and I saw
they're big, aren't they?
They're big. I saw the mom push the chicks out of the nest for the first time.
Really? Just like, get out, go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and then right to the ground they fell.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, when I got home at the end of the day, I saw that they were back up in the nest, so they started to learn to fly.
How about
that's neat. Yeah.
Every bird seems to have a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was good.
Got to push them out.
Yeah.
Got to be a hard parent. Fight or...
Tough love.
Fly or don't.
Yeah.
Hey, do you by chance have the... maybe Bob does. Do you have the newsletter in front of you?
I don't. I didn't bring a copy
of the quote of the week.
No, I don't
it was it by right. Thoreau, I think, was or Emerson. We could just
see here.
Oh, you got it.
Make one up. Kind of.
I've got to turn my head a weird way here to actually read it. Maybe if we hold the hold it up to the camera, people can just read it.
Yeah. You guys just read this and
let's see if I can do this here. You are right, Henry David Thoreau.
Okay.
Bob, so you had that right. Though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I am prepared to expect wonders.
Very cool.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Very deep.
That is deep.
Deep, but
planting the seed of life.
The seed of life, exactly.
And don't plant your seeds too deep.
No. 13 minutes after the hour, again, we are open for business at 855-424-9825. Our guest this first hour, a little background, Tiger, on who we're going to be speaking with?
Well, we're speaking with Diane from the All-American Selection Committee. And what this committee does is kind of every year picks a group of plants that they have deemed an All-American Selection plant. And it's proven itself by the way it grows, by it being different and unique, and also by maybe some of its productivity. And so I always wanted to find out how they go through. I feel like this is like almost like the Oscar judges. How do they pick the best picture? Because there's so many great things out there. So it'll be fun to chat with her to see the process behind how the selection committee deems a plant.
Yeah, what they look at, how they judge. And
also how they get these new ones introduced to them every year. So it's going to be fun chatting with her.
And the ones that are awarded, you can find in the nursery on either seed packets or even the plants themselves. A lot of times in the description, it'll say AAS selection. So it was awarded in AAS awards. So.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, this plant had to go through a bit of a rigorous inspection in order to be awarded that.
Had to prove itself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not just any plant.
Not just any plant. So at the nursery, as we go to the break here in a couple of minutes, what are people buying? What do they want this time of the year?
We were just talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. And, you know, here in Southern California, our trend has kind of shifted a little bit still. And more flowers, more perennials.
Right.
Where people, because we've been in a drought for so long, people were buying a lot of drought-tolerant plants, succulents, and in those plants. But now they're shifting. They want to see the color. They want to have the annuals. And so I'm seeing a lot of that happen right now because people are excited to get color back into the yard. And so it's fun to see that. And obviously veggies.
And it's not that you can't have color with the other stuff. It's just not the same color.
It's not the same. And then when you have the drought and the water problem, you're discouraged from doing that.
Annual sales tanked for
Did you
couple
see
years.
The grass out here when you pulled in?
Yeah, they killed it and they're starting to pull it up.
Yep,
yeah,
all dead.
Hopefully they don't put that little beach pebble in there.
we have these pebbles right outside the station, and they're very small. So of course they get everywhere.
It just makes a mess.
They make people walk on them, and they get all over the parking lot. And further down though, they were smart. This other company put in big rocks.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they use some kind of substance. I assume some kind of a glue, so you can't move them, and they're there. Yeah. But even so, that would have been a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll come back with our guest. Do stay with us, obviously. 2 hours, 855-424-9825. Questions or comments. Again, Biz Talk Radio, Bob Reed Miller in for John Vagnasco, taking the day off, but John is busy working. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. We're going to step aside 16 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to your Saturday. Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Just makes Tiger want to dance when he hears Tom Jones.
Me too. I mean, how can you not turn into Tom Jones when that comes on?
I mean, this is... I'll give you a little bit of a trivia fact here. There's a part coming up in the middle of the song where there's about maybe 5 to 10 seconds of lead guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, really?
When he was a studio musician back in those days. You know, they would hire people to come in, and he plays lead guitar here for a little lick or two.
Wow.
So is that like, I worked at McDonald's before I became
famous
kind of a thing?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I played, you know.
So what's your resume? What did you do? Well, I played about 5 seconds of lead guitar with Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are back. Thank you so much. By the way, since John is not here, you cannot email questions to john@gardenamerica.com, but you can call us at 855-424-9825, or if you want to, bmain22@gmail.com. Yeah. I think we've got all the business taken care of.
Right.
Ready for our guest.
We are ready. I'm excited.
And we want to find out how these are judged.
I do.
The details.
I want to become a judge for this stuff.
You should be.
I should be.
Well, let's find out. Bring her on.
All right. Good morning, Diane. Are you with us? Hello.
She's there. Hello, Diane.
We thought she was there.
Why, well, that's, you know, that sounds of silence right there.
That is. That means she's not there.
We'll get her on.
She didn't want to be judged.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, yeah.
She likes to be behind the curtain when it involves the judging part.
So we'll figure it out. In the meantime, this is the important part of radio where you got to fill time.
Yeah, I was going to say Tiger couldn't possibly be a judge because he's too nice.
Oh, that is tough, too, because it would be heartbreaking. Because
he says,
he's collapsing.
Diane, are you with us, Diane?
I'm here.
There she is. There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And
yes,
sounding fantastic.
I would love to have you be a judge.
but as Bob just pointed out, I'm too nice, though, so I don't know how good of a judging I would be for you guys.
And he's humble.
You'd be a great judge. As long as you know your plants, you know your flowers and vegetables, you could do a great job.
All right. Well, hey, Diane, well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. First off, but second off, we're really excited to talk to you about what the All-American Selection is, what you guys do, and some of the plants that are coming out this year that have been deemed an All-American Selection. So why don't you go ahead and get us a brief overview of what you guys are.
Okay. Well, you nailed it pretty well earlier. We are a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1932, so we have a little bit of history behind us. And it is our judges are the ones who deem these plants whether or not they're winners. So we have four different trials, which is a little confusing, but one trial is for annuals grown from seed. One is for annuals grown from vegetative cuttings. The other one is our edible trial, and then we also now have a perennial trial. So there's four different ones. Each one has anywhere from 25 to 40 different judges all over North America. We're in Canada also. So those are the ones that are looking at these entries and determining, you know, are they new? Are they better? Do they have better disease resistance? Do they taste better? All these different qualities go in depending on what type of plant it is.
Now, are they only new plants that are submitted every year, or do sometimes they resubmit things?
No, it's our rules are new, never before sold at the time of entry for the North American home garden market. And, of course, now that sounds kind of complex. But, for example, we work with breeding companies from around the world. So let's say you have a company in Taiwan, and maybe they have a new variety that they're selling there, but it has not been sold in North America yet. Well, then they, even if it's sold over there, then they can enter it into our trials here in North America. And then another example is some of our edibles. They come from the commercial market. You know, maybe they've been grown for 5 years and they're the, you know, watermelon that goes into the supermarkets or something.
Uh-huh.
But if it hasn't been sold to the home garden market, then it's still eligible to be entered into our trials.
Oh, well, that's cool. I didn't know that because, yeah, I was wondering about how the plants got determined as far as which ones could be selected and whatnot.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be new that year for the first time.
Yeah. And if it's
and
if it's been grown commercially, it's kind of got a nice track record that you can kind of work off of too as well. So
yeah, but we don't pay any attention to that, ironically. The judges, it's anonymous. So when the judge gets something, it just has one of our code names or code numbers. So they have no clue which breeder it's from, you know, where in the world it originated, if it's commercially available or not. So the judges are really left in the blind. All they see is this new plant, and then they grow it next to two varieties that are already on the market. You know, like let's say we have a new tomato entry, and we try to grow it to something that's standard. Well, it might be, you know, like Celebrity or Big Boy or, you know, a former AAS winner or non-AAS winner, whatever our judges as a committee, they decide what the comparisons are. So they look at things that have some similar characteristics, and then it's compared one-on-one. You know, okay, does it taste better? Is it more compact? Is it earlier? You know, characteristics like that.
So when something is deemed with the AAS award, what can a consumer expect to see from it? Is it just a better producing, better plant overall? What are some of the traits that AAS award-winning plants have?
Well, those are some of them. And on our website, we list why it was deemed a winner. And we look at everything. And people usually ask us, well, you know, what about a vegetable? Do you judge by taste? Absolutely. That's always like the number one thing. But we're also looking for, I heard you say earlier something about uniqueness. You know, we have this new pepper that's a Bacatum type pepper. It's called Mad Hatter. So it's unique, but still we trialed it against some other varieties that are like it, like Bishop's Hat. And it was better productivity, more disease resistance, more peppers per plant. So those are some of the common things, especially with edibles.
That's so, I mean, that's got to be so hard when you're doing an edible. Like I could pick out a pretty flower and I can be like, I like this flower. It's good production. It's nice to look at and, you know, it grows well. But an edible, when you're trying to do flavor and production. Yeah. Wow.
You've almost got to be a kind of a foodie.
If you're
doing something
right?
Like that. Yeah.
To be able to have that.
Oh,
John can never do this now because he's losing his, his smell and his taste. So judging is out the door for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. So what are some of the things people can look for this year that's hitting the shelves now as people go into this spring?
Well, I mentioned that one pepper, so I'll talk about two of the peppers we have because they are the a little bit more unusual ones. And the Mad Hatter is the Bishop's Crown type, so it's used in a lot of Peruvian cuisine. And the shape of it is just so adorable. And I don't even know. I mean, think of like an upside-down hat that has four brims is almost how I guess you can describe
it. Hey, Diane,
it.
we've got to take a break. Don't mean to interrupt you, but we're going to come right back, so do stay with us. Keep that train of thought. More questions coming up with Diane. You can join us. Questions, comments at 855-424-9825 as we approach 30 minutes after the hour on the Garden America radio show.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is exactly 36 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, Bob Reedmiller in for John Pagnasco. With a reminder, this hour of Garden America is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, as we always try to get more from that blue bottle. Bayer Advanced and that blue bottle, proud sponsors of Garden America. We are back and talking to Diane and learning a lot about judging, Tiger.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about the Mad, what was it called, the Mad Hatter pepper?
Right, Mad Hatter, yes. Kind of a fun
Yeah, name. And you were describing it as a top hat with four brims, is what it was?
Yeah, it's really hard to describe. But you almost have to see the picture to really figure out what it looks like.
That sounds like fun. And you had mentioned there was another pepper, or you were getting into the varieties that were going to be out in the markets this spring.
Yes, right. Another Bacatum type is Aji Rico, A-J-I Rico. And now I was just out in California for the California Spring Trials, and when we stopped at the breeders, they made salsa with this one, and it was amazing. You can also dry it and make your own homemade paprika. So you had mentioned earlier about foodies. I think the AAS winners are just perfect for foodies because so many of them are unique, and you kind of get bragging rights when you grow them in your garden.
Right.
Are those peppers hot?
The Aji Rico is kind of a medium hot one. The Mad Hatter is more on the sweeter side. They both, yeah. And I think it comes from the Bacatum side, they both kind of have a citrusy flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they can be, Bacatum can be hot.
Yeah.
But but not necessarily. So, yeah, it's got more of the fruity flavor.
Right.
That's good.
So, what are the other both hybrids? They're you know, earlier to mature and, like I said, more prolific. So that's just something you get by hybridizing some of the ones that normally are OPs.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the flowers that people are going to see out there? Because this is where a lot of, I think, you guys get your recognition is when new plants are introduced and, you know, people see them and they see the AAS award on the label. And this is where I think people see you guys most of the time is when it comes to the flowers, right?
Yeah, I think so, especially if they're buying bedding plants. You know, if it's somebody who is a big seed shopper, like they go online or order from their catalogs, I think that's where they recognize it on the vegetables. And then when it's, you know, in the nursery, in the garden center, you're right, it's usually with the flowers. And there's one flower that's really, really popular, very well known for being AAS winners, and that's the Profusion Zinnia series. You know, those came out about, oh gosh, was it almost 20 years ago? And they were just kind of a breakthrough because they were more compact, very disease resistant. And we finally have a true deep red zinnia. The judges just raved about this red zinnia, and it didn't fade in the sun.
Oh, wow. That's good. And you said the disease tolerance, too. That's super important with the zinnias. They get mildew.
They get mildew, exactly. Like just looking at them cross-eyed. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And red,
right.
Red, because the reds have always been sort of an orange red or a brick red.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Not red,
yeah.
Red, red.
So you've got a red, red now. Yeah. And that's what the judges won, was like, I have been waiting for this, finally. So they have their zinnia. We also have these two new vincos. And earlier I had said we deal with breeders from around the world. So these breeders are from Thailand. So this vinca is very heat resistant, humidity resistant. So it's really going to stand up. Huge flowers. They're probably 3 to 4 inches across, and they have a little white center. So they're
Holy
called
cow.
Vinca Mega Bloom. One is called Orchid Halo, and one is called Pink Halo. So they've got that little halo around the white center, and they're just gorgeous.
So Vinca Mega Bloom, huh?
That's like when the New Guinean patients finally came out with the huge blooms. You know, it's the same sort of thing, because vinca blooms are always, you know, the size of a quarter maybe or a nickel, and then now they're monstrous. Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like a tropical plant that's been grown and now is oversized like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think it is, yeah. It's definitely tropical. There's no doubt about that.
That's going to be incredible. Yep.
That is neat. And so, you know, that's kind of the stuff that's on the markets now. Is there anything that you guys are kind of looking for in 2018 that's going to be – when do you guys start your judging? Do they just get judged one year or – okay.
Right. Well, for the three trials, they're judged for one growing season. But for perennials, they have to go through 3 growing seasons and 3 winters because we want to test the survivability. So for 2018 – those entries came into our office last fall. We sent them to the judges early this year, like January. And depending on where they are, you know, down in South Florida or Dallas, Texas, they've already started growing them. Other places have germinated them, and they'll be putting them outside soon. The process has already started. We get the score sheets in this fall. They're due by October. And then we start announcing the ones for next year. Well, actually, we have some holdovers. I should probably explain that. Things that have been trialed in the past year, but they're just waiting for enough seed. You know, they have to produce enough seed and
have
an inventory before we introduce it. In July, we'll announce our first winners for 2018. And those were the ones that were trialed last year. And then in November of this year, we'll announce some of the ones from this summer's trialing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you could cause a firestorm announcing this great new plant.
And then
nobody can get a hold of one.
Yeah, really, right?
Right. Yeah, that would cause a problem.
Well, that's good. Well, Diane, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure chatting and learning about the AAS. And hopefully our listeners got the info they need to be able to go and be smart consumers and see what's out there on the market. And where can people go online to – you guys have the winners – listed online, right?
Yes, we have all 800 winners listed online. But you can search by year or by plant. We have 2 different URLs. One is all-americaselections.org. And then the other easier one to remember is aaswinners.com.
Okay, so people can go there, see the winners, pick out some fun new plants that they can see. And like she was saying, you can order these seeds online, or if you can't find them in the store, or a lot of local garden centers will probably have these items in stock as well. So, well, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully you have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Well, she's good, very informative.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much.
So, see, you can judge and not worry about, you know, what people think because it's anonymous.
Yeah, nobody knows what I said about
it. Nobody has a clue.
You just get that little code.
Yep.
So now, when you get plants, do you have those tags on some of the plants that you guys get at the nursery?
Yeah, there's a little
tag
AAS
on
it? And, well, it'll be like next to the name. So it'll have the plant tag, and it'll say, you know, whatever variety of petunia it is or zinnia it is, and it'll say AAS winner.
And I put it on the tags that I write for the nursery, too, because it's stuff, you know, we get starts and plugs and whatever from other places, and they have been AAS winners, so you include that if you can.
Does anybody ever ask what that is? They even notice it?
Some do, but it's mostly kind of when I would say new varieties are introduced and there's something really special
okay.
about them. And that's when people notice it more than just kind of like the general plant.
If it's been an AAS winter for, 10 years ago, they kind of doesn't come up. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah.
So it's brand new.
Right.
Right.
Brand new things.
Yeah.
Well, like those crazy vinca, that blows me away.
Right. And that's the thing, too,
is
that,
flower?
You know, what will happen over years is, you know, she mentioned that vinca, is what will happen is there will be a breeder that designed and grew that plant, and it got an awarded and won. Another breeder will come along and do something similar and try to almost copycat it,
right.
But it can't win that award because A, it was either, you know, already done and so they don't award it again, or B, it's not the same plant and it doesn't have the same qualities. So people can go home with that plant saying, knowing that this is the one that was proven. This is the one that's done its research.
Yeah, and the other thing that happens too is that there's only this one white right now, or I think she said it was white, wasn't it, with a pink eye or a red eye?
Yeah, the orchid halo. Is
yeah, and you can be sure that the breeder who came up with that is now already working on a pink one and a red one and a a light blue one and whatever.
Like a bunch of mad scientists.
Yeah. So you'll see the same size flower in different colors before too long, probably.
And that's how the breeders also know what people want.
Yeah.
Right. Because
yeah.
These people are the judges are good bases for what people are going to want.
Yep.
Well, all right.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got one more segment coming up, hour number one here, 45 minutes after the hour. Bob Reed Miller, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. It is Garden America, your Saturday morning, and a happy weekend to you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345. 0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment. We are back here, Garden America, 855-424-9825. You ever been a judge, Bob?
No. Come to think of it, and I can't think of for anything. I don't think I have. No. It would be interesting.
I think you judged John one time, but that was a whole different story.
Well, we all do
we
that.
We all judge John.
But, you know, I think I would. It's funny. I'm not sure that I would feel confident enough.
Really?
To judge something. Yeah. I'm funny that way. Hmm. Which is, I hate jury duty if I'm called or something. It's like I just don't feel like I should do that.
Yeah.
But if it were a plant or something, especially something I was familiar with, then that might be a different story. You know, we get a lot of, the hybrids at Altman's that Renee and O'Connell comes up with and Kelly Griffin. And those are the kinds of things that are sort of easy to judge because you see them and they are usually so phenomenally different and fantastic that it's easy to see why they would be special. So I think that makes a difference.
Right now, I'm a judge. I'm judging America's Best Gardener.
Yeah.
I'm right now, it's in the middle of the entry time, and there's a contest called America's Best Gardener, and there's three categories you can be judged on. One is container gardens, one is just gardening in general, and then one is vegetable garden. And it's a program that's sponsored by Messina's, Seedlinger, and a few other companies, and people submit entries via their pictures online, go to America's Best Gardener. And then, you know, we look at them, and each region is kind of its own little beast where we can judge the gardener based on that region. And so I'm the California judge.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how you could judge anybody across the country. I would hate to be that person.
Yeah. Oh, judge someone in Michigan. I'd be like, oh, these people are horrible. Wait a minute. They live in Michigan. No, but so I think I know enough about California. But like you had mentioned before, I'm pretty nice. So it's going to be hard for me to look at a picture and be like, hey, I think this one's better than this one, or, you know, what they're doing here. And not only that, it's different for everyone.
It is. It's a personal thing, too, you know. But, you know, it's not so bad. I mean, if you have to come out with a first, second, or third place winner, the second and third place can be just as good.
Right.
And maybe it's just that one little something that put one over the other.
Right.
So it becomes not a personal thing, you know.
yeah. And I know, and I'm already announced as the California judge, so everybody knows that I'm judging them. Yeah. I'm the one judging them. Why couldn't it be anonymous, like the AAS award?
You walk in with a big cloud over your head already. There he is.
That's the one. Get him. Yeah. People chasing after me with
That's interesting. When is the contest actually?
So it's happening now, and then the winners will be awarded in the fall.
Okay.
So I think the entries can be submitted all the way up in through May into June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will you go to some of these places at some point? Or
I'm sure that, you know, what we're going to do is we narrow it down via the images first, mm-hmm. and then after that it's going to be more of a little bit of interview kind of a thing where, you know, based on pictures, we can kind of narrow things down and then we get deeper into it after that. So, yeah, there's a little bit more process than just a picture.
That's interesting. Do you have a lot of applicants?
You know what? I don't know yet. I'm still, you know, we're still in the beginning time that people are entering because the contest was announced, let's say, in late February, March.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still early for the applicants. So We're waiting to see in the next few weeks how many people are going to be kind of sending in images.
Yeah, probably a lot of it has to do with the weather that we had too. Because, you know, one of the things we're dealing with now is sales were off at the nursery part of January, but February and March because of, you know, we finally got rain.
Yeah,
and it shut everything down as far as the garden center sales and whatever. So people got their gardens in later.
Yeah.
And they might normally have out here.
And, you know, before anybody takes a picture of their yard, they want to make sure it's looking the best.
Yeah.
So they got to wait until that time frame as well.
Yeah, might be a lot of people waiting until the very last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Making sure the tomatoes are ripe and all their fruits are, you know, fresh on there and everything.
Which one do you like better, the flower garden or the vegetable or the...
See, I think that for me, visually... I can look at a vegetable garden and say, you know, what I like and what I don't like. Flower garden, as we were saying, that's like picking a painting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there can be somebody with a modern style. There can be somebody with a cottage style, Mediterranean, whatever it may be. And each one's different. They're beautiful on their own right, but it's kind of hard to determine that.
Yeah, I always liked what my grandfather used to do is the vegetable garden was also a flower garden.
Uh-huh.
And probably helped with the pollination for, you know, lot of the stuff, too. But there were always, like, you know, a couple of rows of zinnias or celosia.
Mm-hmm.
He always grew the coxcomb type, you know, the crested.
Yeah.
But those would be, like, either on a border or in between the rows of the vegetables. And so you could go out and cut flowers and pick vegetables, and it kind of did a double duty.
That was my favorite flower growing up as a kid when I was about 6-7 years old. The celosia.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I just thought it looked so cool, and it was so different than everything else out there.
And, you know, you don't see it that much out here. Mm-hmm. Everybody grows the plume type,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is the non-crested flower. And they're pretty, but back east you always saw more the crested type, which is a lot more interesting.
And like you're saying, back east, the color selection that they had
mm-hmm.
was a lot better than what they have here. I mean, they had the red, and the orange, and the yellow out here. But back east, they have a few more because it's a little bit more popular of a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they get more into the detail where, you know, here in Southern California, it's not as popular.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see those all planted out together and it's just these kind of like, I don't know, rocket ships looking things, I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, they're very different. But that's a good way, you know, for anybody that's still planning a garden right now. Don't give up on the thought of putting some flowers in it too.
Right.
And especially in California, we can do so many different kinds so much longer. You know, incorporate some of that with the vegetable garden. Makes it nice. You might win a prize if Tiger has to come judge.
There you
garden,
go. So. Exactly. And I take bribes.
Yeah.
I take bribes. I'm just putting that out there.
You know, we had a monster cinnamon roll in here this morning, so probably Cinnabon would work out just fine.
Yeah. That's my favorite. Oh, man. I wish there was a Cinnabon on every corner.
Well, that's going to do it. Stay tuned next hour for a replay of a prior show, The Best of Garden America. It is approaching the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these affiliates. I want to thank Bob for coming in for John this morning.
Anytime.
Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Have a great rest of your day. Good weekend and a good week as we approach next week. And again, we are back next Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern Time Zone. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.